Phil Henry Show, brought to you by PetSmart, where you'll find smarter solutions for healthier, happier pets.
Here's Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686.
Where do you work right now?
So I work right now at Mountain Valley Wash, but I'm also going to LA Canyon College.
And you're studying criminal justice?
Yes, sir, right.
Because you want to be a police officer?
Yes, sir, that's correct, yes. Eventually I want to get my AA degree and go to the police academy, LA Police Academy in Elysian Park.
Now, you had an argument with your criminal justice teacher, and this has to do with your job working at a car wash?
Well, I had an argument with my criminal justice professor, Dr. Stone, and to what theft is, okay? Because I'm eventually going to be LAPD, which has been my dream my whole life, okay? I wanted to, you know, tell him, I work at Mountain Valley Wash, like I was telling you. I work on the wash line. But now my job is generally working a vacuum, and then I drive the car out onto the belt, right? And then it goes on to the car wash.
You're the guy that vacuums the car and then drives it out into the thing while the people wait.
Yes, sir.
All right, what was the debate about?
A lot of people don't understand that when you work at a car wash and most of the people don't tip, a lot of these women that come, you know, with SUVs or what have you. So I explained to the professor, if I see change left on a change tray or what have you, or for instance a CD or what have you in the front passenger seat that I might particularly like. Like if I saw a CD that I might particularly like, you know, 50 Cent or Christina Aguilar, it's tradition in my community to view that as a tip.
Okay, but see, that's the thing. Your professor contends that that's stealing. If you're working at a car wash, driving people's cars into the thing, you can't take change off the tray.
No, because...
And your professor says that's stealing. I agree with him.
No, he says that's stealing, and I'm trying to explain, and I have to explain to you, too. Okay, let me explain it to you. Possession, I'm going to be LAPD, which means...
All right, you want to be a police officer, so you need to know the law.
Yeah, so, excuse me, but I think I have a little bit more, you know, knowledge, okay, than you. About it. What I'm trying to say is, okay, possession is 9 points of the law. What that means is, and also the people who come into the car wash, they got like these attitudes, you know, that they're better than me. I mean, we work like slaves at these car washes, and many of the women will come, for instance, a lot of the housewives will come in there, and they dress, you know, provocatively, and what they're trying to do is to tease us, you know. And I, you know, how's a guy supposed to live off that? Well, I'm going to LA Canyon College, and also additionally to that, I'm paying child support to a woman who wasn't even my wife. We did have a kid tragically, but I don't know why she's not my wife. I should have to pay that. Okay.
Well, look, the women. Let's get back to your discussion here about the taking change. The women who come into the car wash dressed provocatively. I don't think they're coming in there dressed that way to tease you guys.
Well, no, sir, I believe that they are.
You think they are, so therefore, they're basically, you're taking a gratuity from them?
Look, when this bitch got out of, and I'm sorry, sir.
Please watch your language, sir.
I'm sorry, but this one woman got out of some raised up SUV, she got a little skirt on, and she got sunglasses, and now she's talking to me, right? And she's basically saying, hey, please, go ahead, go into my car. Help yourself to a gratuity. Because I'm not going to say it. They don't even talk to you.
Look, you know, no doubt that working at a car wash is a thankless job. I don't doubt that at all.
Well, I don't think you could possibly know. I don't think anybody that comes into a car wash knows what it is. It's like nobody cares about you. The women show up dressed provocatively. A lot of them are wearing very short skirts and tight pants and everything. If their husbands could see them, I'm sure that we'd be beaten by their husbands. And they come in their SUVs, they're on their cell phones, talking, and you sit there and you're like, man, and she won't even give you the time of day, man. Then on top of that, the men come to the car wash and they won't even look you in the eye. They just give you the keys. They're on a cell phone, and in my community, I have to say at this time, Mr. Henry, that's a big sign of disrespect.
Look, like I said, working in a car wash can't be great. But people who come into car washes, in my experience, are there to get their car washed. They're in a hurry.
No, I mean, there's no other place where you go where you're treated like dirt. I could work anywhere. I won't be treated like dirt. But anyway, the point being...
But get back to the point. You think because of all of what you have to put up with at a car wash that it is legal for you to pilfer items out of cars that you're driving into the wash?
Absolutely, sir.
Is this widespread?
It's traditional in my community.
Well, I believe your law professor is saying that it's stealing, and I agree with him. And that's your criminal justice professor? How could you argue with him? You're a student.
Well, basically, you have to remember again, I'm going to be LAPD, okay? And I'm going to go to the police academy and everything, okay? And if you're a cop, you got to understand the law. Plus, he is a professor, yeah, but at a junior college, which means he couldn't get a job at a regular college, okay? So, you know, you got to take bits and pieces of what he's saying, because a lot of it he doesn't even know what he's talking about.
All right. Well, I'm going to give our number out here, David. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with a man who works at a car wash. He says the disrespect that is heaped on him and his workmates allows him to pilfer legally from cars. And we're talking about taking CDs.
Well, let me emphasize, Phil. When I take change out of the change tray, or I help myself to a cigarette, or I help myself to some hand lotion. Like one time last week, there was some hand lotion. I had to squeeze some out. I helped myself to it. Are you trying to tell me that's stealing? Are you trying to...
Well, I mean, it's somebody else's possession. You know, I mean...
There's a whole bottle of hand lotion, and I squeezed a little onto my hands. I saw a pack of cigarettes. I grabbed a cigarette. And at most, when we're talking about getting change out of the change tray, at most, you get a buck and a half, $2. Which is nothing, and it shows how cheap everybody is that comes in. This bitch that came, or I don't mean to say bitch, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you have to watch your language, sir.
Well, you know, she isn't going to give you a gratuity, and she isn't going to wash her own car. So in my community, it's traditional to help yourself to a gratuity while you're driving the car from the vacuum to the belt.
All right, David Oliva. David, I wish you a success, but people are not just going to understand this. I think most people are going to agree with your criminal justice professor that this is, even squeezing out the hand lotion, even doing something like that, technically it does not belong to you. I realize that working at a car wash sucks.
Well, I'm not like a lot of these immigrants who are going to work there forever. I'm going to be LAPD. All the people listening to your show have to remember, okay? When they go to a car wash, just remember this. Possession is 9 points of the law, and you're not quite as focused on things that an aspiring police officer would be on. All the people listening to your show right now, all you need to know, you know, is possession's 9 points of the law. Because, you know, I have to tell the people that are listening to your show, the only thing you people know is what you see on TV. I hate to tell you, that's not the real world, okay? Okay, so, you know, a lot of the people listening to your show right now, like, you know, the one woman who dresses hot, she don't get it, okay?
All right, Dave, have you been reprimanded for this?
For what?
For what you say, helping yourself to a gratuity?
No, everybody does it. You have to understand. Nobody ever notices the change is gone. And if they do, and they bitch about it, oh, my God, how cheap are you? Hey, yeah, excuse me. What happened to the 43 cents that was in my change? Oh, my God, what a cheap bastard. One time I got some sunglasses from a Mercedes, you know?
Well, you know, okay. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Vicky. Vicky, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. You're talking to Dave. Dave works over here at Mountain Valley Wash. Go ahead, Vicky.
Dave, I just have a comment for you. What you're doing is no different than walking across the street to your neighbor's house, busting out their window,
and
taking their radio.
No way.
It's in their car. It belongs to them.
How am I busting anything? I didn't bust nothing.
You took it out of their car. It's their property. You removed it. If you're going to be a police officer, you should know this.
Well, ma'am, you're wrong, okay?
No, I'm not. My uncle is a state trooper. My dad works in the correction facility.
In what state? In
if
what
you've done that to me and I walked through that car wash, your butt would be in jail.
Could I ask you what state that your uncle's a trooper in, ma'am?
My uncle is a trooper in the state of Virginia. My
okay.
dad works
see,
in the state of Virginia.
Okay, the law,
corrections. I live in Tennessee.
The law is different in Tennessee.
I live in California. Okay. I know the state law.
The law is different in Tennessee from Virginia.
Oh, well, yeah, technically, it is. And it is. It's different in California. But you know what? I study law, too. I know the law. You're wrong.
Hey, I'm going to be LAPD, okay? I mean, what are you talking about?
Not if you keep stealing stuff out of people's car. How do you get to go arrest somebody for burglary when you're doing the same thing?
Ma'am, first of all,
get your way through there.
You don't understand the traditions of my community.
But just because they left a cell phone on the table does not mean that I had the right to take it. I put it up.
Okay, are you telling me that you're so cheap, you're going to bitch about, like, 42 cents in your change tray? Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
42 cents could be the difference between me buying diapers for my child. You don't know their circumstances.
Yeah, more likely
making assumptions.
More likely a box of macaroni and cheese or something for yourself, okay? And that's what I'm trying to say. You can't.
If I wanted to give you a tip because you were a good person at the car wash, I would give you a tip. But
right.
That doesn't give you the right to go through my stuff in my car and take it up on yourself.
Maybe
you're not getting a tip because you're sitting there drooling all over everybody that comes in and you have an attitude.
Oh, no.
If you were nicer, you would get a tip from these people.
Okay, you're making a very classic mistake, miss, if I could point it out. You're saying it's my fault. These women come in and the skirt, you can see everything, up the panties and everything. What is that about? They're
do you
one
know
who tease
what they
the car
did
wash
they
worker.
To the car wash?
They want to
maybe they had just got back from working out. Maybe they went, you know,
they want
out
to
with some
the
friends. You don't know what they did before they got there.
I can
I'm
tell
sure
you.
They went at home and said, oh, I'm going to go to the car wash because Dave's there, and I'm not going to wear any panties. I don't think that's going
to
happen.
Ma'am, I can tell you as an aspiring police officer, these women want to drive
you
the car wash worker insane. They want to drive him insane by showing him everything, and then when we try to take a little for ourselves, you call me a thief. I think you're wrong. I think you need to relook at the law of Virginia.
I think you need to read. You need to go back and study English and reread the law.
Oh, study English? I was born in America. Where were you born?
I was born in America, too.
Oh, it doesn't sound like it to me.
When you're going through your college classes, you didn't bother to read the law like I did when I studied law.
Well, if you studied law, how come you flunked out of the law school?
I didn't flunk out of law school. Did I tell you I flunked out of law school?
Are you a lawyer?
No, I know the law.
Are you a lawyer?
Really, you're not going to make it into the...
Are you a lawyer?
If you can't follow instructions and you can't prosecute somebody for
the same thing
that you're doing.
Thanks, Vicky. 1-800...
But I didn't ask that woman if she was a lawyer.
Yes, you did. She didn't want to answer. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. We are talking with David Oliva. He works at a car wash. He goes to school studying criminal justice to be a police officer, among other things. But he tells me that it is, quote, and I'm quoting him, it's traditional in his community to help yourself to a gratuity. And what that means is when you are driving the car from the vacuum into the car wash and the owner is inside paying, if you see some change in the change tray, you can help yourself to it. If there's a CD lying out, he said he helped himself to a cigarette out of some cigarettes he saw, helped himself to some hand lotion that he saw. He got into an argument with his criminal justice professor, I should say, who said it is technically stealing. Dave says, no, it's not stealing, and Dave ought to know because he's going to be a police officer someday. So if you come out of the car wash and you say to yourself, what happened to that $2 in quarters I had? Maybe that's it. I don't know. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
My guest this hour is a young criminal justice student from L.A. Canyon College who is eventually going to apply to L.A. Police Academy to become a member of the Los Angeles Police Department. His name is Dave, who also works at a car wash where he says it is traditional in his... When you say your community...
Well, I just mean like, you know, everybody who, you know, of our, Miraza, you know. Do you speak Spanish?
No.
Well, I can't explain it.
Okay, so anyway, you say that it is traditional to help yourself to a gratuity.
Mr. Ray, let me explain it this way.
Then I got to get to a call.
Okay, but let me explain it to you this way. And I hope this will probably clear it up for a lot of your listeners, because I've been talking to a few, that one lady, and I can tell they don't, you know, they're totally out of it. Okay, when you go to the car wash, you see a sign that says, not responsible for personal property. Okay? That means if you leave it in your car, you know, we're not responsible for it, okay? So if I see a cigarette and you don't give me no tip, yeah, you know, I'm not responsible for it. You're not responsible. Nobody's really responsible for it. You know, it's just there. And so...
Are you trying to tell me that once I leave my car and it just goes off into the car wash, my stuff is up for grabs?
Technically, no, not all of it. But stuff that's just you've obviously left out. I'm not going to go digging through your trunk. Although one time, I will tell you this, this lady came in a Rolls Royce, because we do a hand wash job. We do the best hand wash job in all of the San Fernando Valley. She came in a Rolls Royce. She didn't give nobody no tip. So we went into the trunk. I mean, on that one, yeah, we would go into the trunk. And we found golf clubs and this kind of stuff.
Did you take her golf clubs?
No, sir, but I mean, we looked around. We looked around for stuff that we wanted. I don't want no golf clubs. That's stupid. I don't play golf or anything, but...
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Gloria, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
You know, I just want to comment, Dave. I have to tell you that my son is an L.A. policeman, been an LAPD guy for about 5 years.
So he could explain this to you then.
He's a great guy, but I'll tell you something. He's the most honorable guy in the world.
Of course.
And he wouldn't take... No, Dave, let me finish.
Of course he is.
This guy, Dave, let me finish.
That's the best police department.
Yeah, well, you know why? Because these guys have honor, and you'll never make it. Because you would help yourself because you feel entitled. Nobody is entitled to anything that Dave's passion left me listen. Shut up and listen to me.
Ma'am, don't pretend.
Nobody quit
pretending like you don't know what I'm talking
David,
about.
David, shut up.
Hey, listen.
Dave, shut up
Hey, white
people
woman.
Are
you know, people talk to me like that
me.
At the car wash all day long, okay? You shut
you know
up.
Dave,
why don't you
I
shut up, okay?
Dave,
hey,
listen,
if you have
what?
A stroke in your car, okay, and it goes into the car wash, and you
know
forget
what?
To put the top up, you're going to look
Dave,
pretty stupid coming
Dave,
out the other side.
You're not going to be
unless
able to
I'm there,
on the radio
okay,
if you don't shut up because...
Hey, are you the host of the show? No, I guess maybe you're not.
Look, at the lady wanted you, and you know what, Gloria? Don't tell anybody to shut up. I'll tell people to shut up.
That's right. That's
so
it,
shut
man.
Up.
This guy won't let you...
Get lost, you hag. Here is a...
Yeah, way to go.
Well, why don't you shut up? Now you're making me be angry at people.
Well, I really like the way you put that, bitch.
God, will you, watch your language, too, will you? Here is Troy. Go ahead, Troy.
All right. Here's the deal, buddy. You chose to work at a car wash, okay?
Are you a cop?
You're taking a chance of people not tipping you, okay? I'm a server.
Oh, get out of here, man. You know what I'm talking about. Are you?
No, just listen to me for a second. I'm a server. I chose to be a server. I'm taking the chance of not getting tipped sometimes. But I'm not. If somebody doesn't tip me, I'm not going to enter it in on their credit card thing because that's stealing, man. And what you're doing is stealing.
Don't you bitch about it?
It's wrong.
Don't you bitch about it?
Well, I might get upset, but that doesn't mean I'm going to steal money from them on their credit card. And no, I'm not really going to get upset because at the end of the day, I did fine.
Well, you should. You should, man.
I feel fine because I know that I did an honest day's work. And
you know what,
you
know what, man?
And say that you did an honest day's work.
I'd like to give you a copy of a book on why you have a right to, you know, enter on their credit card thing.
No, I don't have a right, man. That's credit card fraud.
Yes, you do, man.
That's credit card fraud, man.
Well, that's what
fraud.
They tell you, man, but they're lying to you because they don't want you to have no tips. You can technically put down up to $100.
No,
no you
I
can't.
That's fraud.
That's my, you're the type
that
of guy.
Fraud.
You're going to get walked on, Troy, unless you. You know,
attention to
all right.
Your professors.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's worst nightmare. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
If a car wash guy takes stuff out of your car while he's driving it into the car wash, is that stealing or is he helping himself to a gratuity? Dave, you work at a car wash. You are an aspiring police officer with the LAPD. I take it you really admire the LAPD.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir. I mean, that's the best police department that there ever has been. And I'll be LAPD someday.
All right. Tell me the story about the guy you had his gum.
Yeah, this guy, I was driving out of the wash with his car. He had a 900 series BMW, okay? And he had some gum laying on the dash, so I took about two pieces, and he came up while we were doing the post, okay? We're doing the post on the wheels. We were hitting the wheels, also the vinyl belts on his engine, because he wanted those done, okay? And he says, what are you doing with the gum? I said, excuse me, sir, you know, first of all, back away from me, because he was getting kind of close.
And he was getting close because you were chewing his gum?
Yes, and I said, first of all, sir, you have to step away from me. Also, sir, you see the sign, it says we're not responsible for personal items. So, you know, I'm not responsible for your gum because you left it in the car.
But you're chewing it.
I'm chewing it, but we don't have responsibility. You can't tell me it's your fault. See what I'm saying? It's hard for people to understand. It really is. It's hard for people to get. That's why I can see everybody calling in. I don't want to say they're stupid because they're not stupid. They just don't understand.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Tammy. Hi, Tammy. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Dave Oliva.
Hi there.
Hi.
I just have something to say, Dave. I'm a registered nurse. I work in the emergency department.
Oh, with the hospital?
If you were to come into my emergency department after a motor vehicle accident or you had some kind of injury or whatever,
okay.
And you came in and
okay.
I took your pants from you, and is it okay for me to take whatever's in your pants? Because we're not legally responsible for any
right.
of your personal possessions, you know.
Okay, let me explain that to you.
Now,
first
you don't have
all,
to explain that to me.
Let me explain, my job. Let me explain to you why you can't. You don't tip a
you
nurse.
You can explain it to me. Because
you don't tip no
unfortunately,
nurse.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, I do,
feeling
ma'am.
Is feeling. If you don't work for something or something is not physically given to you, it's not yours.
Well, ma'am,
period.
First of all, here's where you're wrong. Technically,
no, I'm not wrong.
May I reply to what you're saying? Because when's the last time you tip a nurse in an emergency room?
Oh, my God,
that's the stupidest thing.
I won't accept it,
that's
but I have been tipped.
Of course you
no,
you've been
I do
tipped?
Not.
Oh, my God, I've never heard of anything more stupid in my life.
That's not stupid, sir. That is intelligent.
You don't tip no nurse, okay? You do
no.
tip. You
then
do
you're
tip.
You're obviously
car.
Hanging around with,
you know, you
with
wish,
people with no morals.
Ma'am, you wish
and
you worked for a car
wash. Like
if you want to get tipped, work for a car wash. What are you talking about?
Excuse me?
What are you talking about? If you want to...
Wait a minute. Let me jump in. Tammy is saying that if she took money out of your pocket...
No, I heard her say that, sir, but she can't do that because you don't tip nurses. I never tip. What, I'm going to go in there with my leg hanging out and go, oh, my God, I'm all ripped
hey,
up. Here's
God,
a $20 bill.
Job.
What?
If you've got $5 hanging out of your pants pocket, why can't I take it?
Okay, first of all,
if
a car wash guy gets tipped, a nurse doesn't get tipped. Second of all, my job is harder than yours technically, okay?
Oh, okay, your job's harder, all right. I save lives, you wash cars.
All day long, I'm taking crap from these, excuse me for saying
and
it.
And I don't take crap from people?
No, they're thanking you. Oh, thank you for saving my
life. Oh, yeah, you never worked in an emergency department.
What do you mean emergency department, man? What, do you work in the hosiery department, too? What are you talking about?
It's not an emergency department. It's the department of the emergency
That's
medicine.
That's part of the department of the hospital.
I thought it was the emergency room, okay? A lot of officers would go in for, gunshot wounds and that, they all call it emergency room.
It's not one single room. There's multiple rooms.
Really?
Yes.
Have you ever seen gunshot wounds and stuff?
I've seen gunshot
okay,
wounds,
right,
but
look,
I've got to tell you that
look,
you will...
You know,
you have to have honesty and integrity to be a law enforcement officer, and someone who steals from other people does not have honesty and integrity.
Okay, I agree, but I'm not stealing, okay? So
that's
where you're
stealing when you're taking something
no,
that is not given
I'm
to you.
I'm helping myself to a gratuity. Now, Tammy, if you want a tip, why don't you start dancing in a nightclub, okay?
Why don't you start dancing in a nightclub?
Hey, man, I get tipped at my job. I don't know what your problem
is,
okay?
Well, obviously you're not getting tipped if you're having to steal.
Here's the other thing. Why are you worried? Are you telling me you get tipped if a guy comes in like his penis is cut off? He goes, hey, here's a 20 if you sew it back on? Is that what happens?
Don't be stupid, kid.
You're extremely ignorant.
Don't be stupid, all right?
No, but she's the one that...
Extremely ignorant.
You're the one that started the whole thing by saying, I don't go through people's past and looking for money. You know something?
I'm just making a hypothetical point.
Yeah, but
what you're doing is stealing.
You wouldn't have made that point had you not gone through a guy's pants once or twice.
I've never gone through anyone's pants to take anything.
Then how do you know there's anything in there?
Because we have to go through their personal items.
That's what I'm talking about, Mr. Henry.
Oh, no, you're not. No, no, you're not understanding this woman at all. Not understanding her. Tammy, I got to move on. Thank you for your call. 1-800.
Okay, no, you see, don't talk down to me, okay?
No, look, Dave, I'm not trying to talk down to you.
No, you don't understand. I'm going to be LAPD, not you. If you were going to be LAPD, I'd listen to you. But you're not going to be LAPD, so you listen to me. I don't listen to you. You listen to me.
All right, okay. Let me go over here to O'Fair. O'Fair?
Yes.
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Dave, I just want to say, man, you're a thief. If you take possessions that belong to other people, then that's stealing.
How come it says we're not responsible for items left in the car? Yeah, see?
The company is not responsible for it. They don't want to be held. They know that they're not paying you a fair wage. That's actually what it is. If you deserve a tip. I agree that you deserve a tip. But if you take something that someone else has worked for, then it's cut and dry. It's stealing.
Well, how do you figure stealing if I help myself to some hand lotion? One time I took a pinch of chew that a guy had. Oh, sure. That's
okay,
stealing?
Well, let me ask you this one simple question.
Okay.
All right. If I come in there and get my car washed.
Right.
And I give you a tip.
Okay.
And you've already taken $2 worth of change out of my car. Will you give me my $2 back?
Technically, I can. Because at that point...
All right, then you're a thief.
Well, no, I can't, because at that point, you didn't indicate to me that you would tip me.
I don't know what kind of job you're going to do. Now, why would I tip you if you do a sloppy job on my car?
There was no exchange of friendship or indication that you would tip me.
No, wait a minute. You're not hearing the man's question. He doesn't tip you until after he sees what kind of a job you did on the car. Isn't that sensible? Isn't that right?
Well, technically you're supposed to, wink.
What do you mean you got to wink?
Yeah, you're making up rules as you go, man. You're aspiring to be a policeman. And with your mentality, it's going to be easy for a criminal to come up to you and offer you something. If you think you can get away with it, then you're going to accept it.
Okay, let's say I get into your car, okay? And let's say I'm just listening to you. I'm figuring, what if you have like a Bootsy Collins 8-track tape, okay? Now, what
makes you think this man has a Bootsy Collins 8-track?
Well, I don't know. He sounds like he's an older black gentleman, I guess. I don't know. Am I right, sir?
What difference would that make?
I like Bootsy Collins.
Well, so you're going to rip this guy's Bootsy Collins 8-track off. Jesus.
You like Bootsy Collins. Okay, well,
hey, man.
My preference is jazz.
Oh, yeah, I'm not with that, okay, because I'm Latin.
There's a lot of Latin jazz.
A lot
jazz.
Of Latin jazz people.
Well, if you count that guy that died of a heroin addiction, okay.
All right, listen, O'Fair, I think you made a very good point. I think you stopped the kid in his tracks.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. You did. You stopped him dead in his tracks.
I do believe.
You said, if you take the money and then I'm going to give you a tip, how are you going to feel when a man offers you a tip and you've got his money in your pocket? Like a thief?
Do you like Dizzy Gillespie?
Yes, I like Dizzy Gillespie.
Okay, because I don't know who he is. Is he a golfer?
Yeah, you know who he is because you just
No, but I thought he was a golfer.
He's a jazz a trumpet player. Okay, O'Fair, thank you very much.
Do you like Stevie Wonder?
That ain't jazz.
Thank you, Mr. Henry.
Thank you, sir.
What about Ray Charles? Is he hung up now?
Yeah, he hung up. What a moron. I want to be LAPD. Technically, I can go and take anything out of your car because the sign says we're not responsible for any items. That basically means they can steal from you. I love it.